DJ Affleday was released from prison this past January after a 15-year term for attempted murder.
I don't glorify it now. Then I did.
DJ's returned to the same neighborhood of the gang he co-founded. Members of the gang today still ask him to come back.
Pretty much let them know where I stand today as far as my relationship with God, first and foremost. When they see me, it's just like, hey, man, how you doing, man? Even some of them ask me today, man, can you pray for me, man? I'm trying to get out that lifestyle as well.
Carlos Collin was released from prison in January after a 10-year sentence. He's come to appreciate the things he took for granted before serving his term.
Now, everything I see, I'm just so happy, like birds and bees and trees. And if you were to offer me millions of dollars and be in prison or be freedom, I'll take the freedom over everything. Freedom is beautiful.
Ema Lee has violated parole several times, sending her back to prison three more times over the last decade.
Because of my alcohol abuse, you know what I'm saying? I keep going out and I relapse and I go back out and I get to drinking and whatever, and then I do stupid things, hang around stupid people, and eventually the police get me and I get caught.
This is an all too common case in the parolee population.
When I got out of prison, it's like I was released and put out into a circus. As far as me taking care of me, I had no kind of idea except to go back to my home training, which was selling drugs, hanging on the corner, drinking and doing gambling. Every time I had came out of prison, that's how my mentality was. My boundary was from the liquor store to the bus stop.
Pastor William Grajada has spent 32 of his 51 years behind bars for violent assaults.
I've lived all my life in institutions. In learning from all those experiences, I've learned that I got out with no direction. And that's what the parolee gets out with. When he gets paroled, he gets $200. And he says, get on the bus, go to your pro office. He gets to the pro office. The pro officer says, I'll see you when I see you again. Stay out of trouble. Besides that, he's on his own.
Now that Grajada is out of prison and off parole, he's committed his life to helping the next generation of ex-cons successfully transition out of prison.
They don't want to go back to jail. They don't know how to keep from going back to jail. It's just too hard out here. Just stay out of trouble is what the pro officer says. Staying out of trouble from where? Living in Oakland? How are you going to stay out of trouble if you don't have no funds, no roof, no food, no trade, no higher education? What are we going to do?
Grajada is also one of the co-founders of an Oakland-based parolee reintegration program called the Gamble Institute. Since it opened its doors 2 years ago, Grajada has helped over 160 parolees, like DJ, Carlos, Ema, and others in Alameda County, start a new chapter in their lives. Dr. Elizabeth Marlowe is the other co-founder and executive director of the Gamble Institute.
The legal and correctional industry that we have in this country is really about warehousing people. More and more and more, we see the privatization of all kinds of correctional systems. We see it with the prisons themselves, but now we're also seeing it with reentry centers and transitional houses are become private corporate entities.
A recent evaluation of the Gamble program found that at the end of last year, 90% of parolees stayed off drugs and alcohol, were housed and either in school, employed, or both. And none of the participants had committed new crimes. For Oakland North Radio, I'm Nicole Jones.